Hey, what's up guys, it's Gumbies, I'm back. So today I'd like to talk about thoughts. Have you ever had thoughts, bad thoughts, good thoughts, positive thoughts, negative thoughts, or lots of different thoughts, right? It's a weird question because I'm sure a lot of people around the world, you, me, everyone, have thoughts in their mind. And of course, there are positive ones, negative ones, and we can't do anything about that. And sometimes the positive thoughts will come in our head if we use them. For example, a thought of having a business, being an entrepreneur. You go for it, and then you'll be successful. Maybe. That's a thought. And sometimes we will have bad thoughts. For example, what will happen if I have a bad disease like cancer, like the person inside that TV channel? Or, I don't know, what will happen if I go out and have a car accident? What will happen if my brother goes out, for example, if he goes to travel or a journey and something bad happened to him? Because these kind of thoughts will come into our mind and we somehow like to control them. But here's the deal. We can't control them. It's impossible. It's really, really impossible to control our thoughts. And if we the more we try, the more we're going to ruin our life. And exactly, thoughts are like water. You can't fold the water, right? The more you push the water, the more you move the water, the more it will make waves, right? It's like the ocean. And the more the ocean have winds and moves, the more the waves will come. So you can't control the motion, okay? So it's exactly like our mind. We are not our minds. We have minds. So we can, the only way is to deal with it. And how to deal with our thoughts? How? That's a good question. And of course, I recently watched one of Elliot Hulse's videos and he talked about this. So he said that if you can't control it, of course, but he says that you can give it attention, or if you can choose not to give it attention. So if you give attention to your thoughts, they will become more and more and more powerful and they will affect your life. And if not, nothing will happen. They will come and go. For 1 second, you think about, for example, that car accident and you say, okay, hey, let's go out. Let's do something else. And then you can forget. And he gave an example, a great example. He said that someone comes to your house. He knock on the door. He say, can I come in? That person is your friend. You can say yes, you can say no. If you say yes, come on, come in. Go and sit there. Calling his wife, actually. Please bring some of one of my favorite cookies that you usually cook. To my friend, do you like to watch TV, movies? Please sit, have a sit and watch this movie. So you can give attention to that person. Or if that person knock on the door and you open the door, you can say, holy shit, and just close the door. That person will go, right? So it's somehow, it's realistic, you know, it's somehow funny. And that's exactly with our thoughts. Sometimes we have thoughts and they're so bad, they come and knock on the door and we open the door and we see it and suddenly we have to close the door and go and think about something else. If we can't go and do some stuff, maybe we can go and help our family in something, maybe we can go and help our neighbors and different people. So that's the way we can deal with our thoughts. And I decided to share it with you guys. I hope you guys enjoyed it and see you guys later.